Hello and welcome to Things That Freak Me Out. My name is Connor. I'm joined today with Bo.
Hi.
And Amanda.
Hi.
So today we're going to be talking about restaurants for the most part. And I want to start out with a story. So my birthday was a couple weeks ago. And so it's the same day as another coworker of mine. And my boss was like, oh yeah, no, we're going to have two separate birthday lunches.
Right.
And so I got to pick. I picked this like nice breakfast place. I mean, it wasn't nice. It's like
Perkins
Diner. I mean, it was Gus's, but
oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, I liked it.
Oh, hell yeah, it's free.
Yeah, and it was good. I like breakfast food, so I picked that on a Monday.
Okay,
not that the day matters, but I said it, so here we go. I picked that on a Monday, and then on Wednesday, on our actual birthday, my coworker got to pick, and she picked Red Lobster.
Wow.
And now, I don't really like seafood, but it wasn't my birthday lunch. So I was like, okay, yeah, like we can go. They're like, what are you going to eat? And I was like, I don't know, I'll figure it out.
Right.
And so we get there and we're waiting in the lobby. My boss had beat us there. And she's like, yeah, they said it'll be like 15 minutes. So we're standing and there's a like lobster tank kind of right where we're standing. And there's one big lobster and two tinier lobsters.
Okay.
And they're there. And we're waiting and like talking just with my boss. She's on maternity leave. So we were like catching her up with stuff. And then one of them was like, Connor, I'll give you $100 to touch the lobster. And I know that she would not give me $100. She would add so many things onto that. Like, you got to pick it up. You got to lick it. Like, I don't know.
Right.
Like, yeah. I'd start to do it and she'd just start tagging things on. Cause there's so many other times she's offered me money and then she'll just start adding things onto it. I just know that's not going to happen.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways, so they're like egging me on, trying to get me to do that. They're like $100. Like I would like run out of here with that for $100. They want, you know, one of the other ones is
trying to convince you to do
it. Yeah. They're like trying to convince me to do it. I'm like, no. Meanwhile, a waitress comes over and she like grabs tongs to start grabbing these lobsters. She's like, yeah. Oh, is there only one tiny one here? Like a couple ordered two. She said, oh no, there's two. Okay. Here we go. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, man.
Suckers are alive, right?
Yeah. They're alive. So they're like crawling around. Their pinchers are tied. And so she starts like scooping them out and they're like running away, you know, like they know.
Oh, they know their time is up.
They know something's happening. So like she's like scooping at them and I start just backing away because like she's getting closer and closer to getting these guys out. She gets one out and she just picks it up and she's holding it and it starts flipping its tail and spraying water everywhere. And so I'm getting like salt water sprayed on me and I just like backed up a little bit and then she grabs the other one. So then she's holding lobsters in both her hands. And as she turns to, like, pass us, Kristen goes, Connor wants to, like, tut it. Connor wants to touch it. I was going to say pet it, but.
Yeah, yeah.
So she said, Connor wants to pet it. And he's like, oh, you do? And, like, pushes him out towards me. Like, extends her arms towards me. And I was like, no, I don't. And I just start walking away.
I can just see you, like, a cartoon character. Your eyes are, like, bulging out of the socket and, like. Got blood dripping out of your ears and nose, like, oh my god. Yeah, walk out away from that.
And she starts chasing me with the lobster.
Wow.
She's like, are you sure you don't want to touch him? And she's like chasing after me with him. Like, are you sure? Are you sure? And all the girls are like, yeah, he wants to touch it. I was like, no, I don't. And at that point, somebody's like also trying to seat us at the same time. So they're like walking into the restaurant and I'm just following them and she's chasing after me with two lobsters. And then like eventually cuts into the kitchen and we sit down. And then like 2 minutes later, she walks over and she's like, oh, I'm glad I didn't chase you further around with the lobsters. I'm your waitress today.
Oh, like, have funny because you're not getting a tip.
I know. If I was paying the bill, I probably would have.
Right.
But yeah. So anyways, that was my interesting, interesting story.
How do you feel about that, Amanda? You know, being a vegetarian and all.
I don't enjoy that.
I mean, I'm not vegetarian, but I also hated seeing that. And then to make it worse, I look over halfway through my meal. 6 feet away from me, there's two. That couple is breaking open the lobster. And I was like, I just saw these guys. I got chased with your meal. Like, your meal was chasing me.
It's pretty weird, honestly.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Personally, I've never been to Red Lobster, but.
You know what I ordered? They had like shrimp Alfredo, lobster Alfredo. I was like, yeah, I'll just have the Alfredo.
Right? Can I just get the noodles?
The lady looks at me. She's like, what? I was like, I just want the Alfredo.
Right.
And she still like didn't understand. She's like, so shrimp or lobster? And I was like, no, no, no. Kristen's like, yeah, he just wants pasta without seafood.
Yeah.
So she brought that out and it was delicious.
There you go.
But yeah.
How's that make, does that still make you want to go to that one restaurant? What's that one restaurant in Madison that you like so much? You eat like sushi.
Red.
Yeah. You still want to go there?
Yeah. I get vegan sushi.
What? Vegan sushi. It's like saying I eat meat, but it's vegan.
I don't eat meat.
What goes in vegan sushi?
It's just like avocado or cucumber or asparagus or carrots.
In what?
In seaweed and rice.
So that's not really sushi. That's like a salad with a different name.
Yeah, it's a salad.
No, it's still wrapped in sushi rolls. That's what sushi is. Okay. The rolls.
I guess so, because if you put like the rice, I hate sushi.
I love sushi.
I've never even had it.
Okay, first off, I got forced to eat seafood twice, or sushi twice.
Okay.
Forced is, the second time I was definitely forced, and that was by my same coworkers. We went to Sumo, like, to get hibachi. Yeah,
okay.
So this was the second time, and I was like, guys, I already had sushi once, like, I didn't like it, I don't want it. It was like a couple years ago, though, and they're like, no, you'll like it, it's really good. Here's some, like, crab sushi. No. They said it was chicken. What? They go, here's some like chicken sushi.
They were
like,
lying to you.
No. They ordered chicken sushi.
Chicken sushi?
They were like, here, you'll like this. It's like cooked. It was like not normal sushi, but they're like, here's some chicken sushi.
Okay.
And so they're like, just eat the whole thing at once. I stick the whole thing in my mouth. It is crab sushi. That's what I had the first time I had sushi, and I did not like it.
Wow, they got you.
And I was like, I eat it, and it was like my second or third week working there. So I did not know these people very well. And they were like, no. Like, how'd you like it? Like, was it good? Like, I was like, that was crab. And then my boss like looked down, she's like, oh, the plates are mixed up. And like, she had no idea.
Oh,
that wasn't even on purpose. Now they were definitely doing it on purpose.
Oh, 100%.
But that first time, yeah, it was so funny. I think they were all scared I was going to quit. It was great.
Basically,
what?
Okay, no. So, like, I don't know if Jimmy John's counts as a restaurant, but fast food, whatever, that's fine. I eat there, like, 3 times a week for lunch.
Nice choice.
So, 100%, Jimmy John's is the way to go. Excuse me?
Nothing, keep going.
No, what do you got to say?
No, it's fine. Keep going, please.
Okay. So, what freaks me out about Jimmy John's is how fast they are.
I mean, they're freaky fast.
They say they're freaky fast, and they are freaky fast. And it's not okay. Like, I go up to the register, tell them what I want. I don't even give them my card, and then boom, done.
They do. They do it so fast.
Dude, what is going on here? Something's not right. There's no way they just made that from, like, scratch.
Maybe you can
wash them.
That's the thing, though. That's what's weird.
That's what's crazy.
And you go to Subway.
Yes.
I'll pay and then wait for it.
Yeah. You're like, how are you still putting on my meat?
How are you still making this sandwich right now when I could go to Jimmy John's?
Yeah.
And they make it
at the same
four times as fast.
Yeah. At the same time, Subway, you can get more stuff. Maybe you can get the same amount of Jimmy John's. I don't know.
Personally, I am more of a Jimmy John's fan than I am Subway.
Yeah, I don't get 100%. A lot of stuff, so like I'm fine with Jimmy John's.
Same.
I don't eat Subs a lot, actually, but I like them. I just like never think to go there. It's not like a go-to for me.
I think, okay, so my like top three places, Jimmy John's, Qdoba, and Happy Wok.
Yeah, dude, I don't like Chinese food.
Okay, so yeah, but, like I didn't either. That's the thing.
Yeah.
But my mentor at work was like, hey, like I eat Chinese food all the time, so we're going here. I was like, all right, I don't know, whatever. Yeah.
Dude, that's like me with Sumo.
Literally ate some and I was like, wow, this is actually like pretty decent. I don't mind it. So those are probably literally every week, those are probably the three things that I have.
Nice.
I'm trying to think. And then every once in a while, Culver's.
Oh yeah, my top three would be Culver's.
Okay.
Culver's.
Culver's, dude, and Culver's.
I get Culver's that much. It could be my top three for okay. all three. Yeah, no, I mean, I do like Culver's. It's just like so easy. You know you're going to get something good and every single time.
The thing is, it's fast food, but it's like at another level.
It's good fast food.
It's another level
fast
food.
I don't think people...
It's like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
They're nice to you.
Yeah.
Like, people at Chick-fil-A, I don't understand because they're too nice.
And they're so young. Like, at least at the one
they're like 12-year-olds taking your order, smiling. Hi, how can I help you? Like, I'm having a terrible day. Stop talking to me like that. Like, I want you to yell at me, mix up my order, and make my day even worse. Yeah. But they don't. They deliver.
Yeah.
And you eat it, and you're satisfied.
Dude, it's so good. Yeah, dude, I don't think people from other states, we're going off on tangent, but I don't think people from other states understand, like, how nice Culver's is. It's so good.
Not a chance.
Like, there's, like, other, I don't know. Like, I just feel like that's, like, the gold standard. McDonald's, like, does not compare
in terms of any way. Donnie's is just, yeah. Donnie's is when you're in the hurry.
Yeah.
You need something fast and you want it to come out fast.
Yeah.
You go to Donnie's.
Yeah. But man, dude, Culver's, so good.
Yeah, Culver's is delicious, always. Cheese curds,
dude,
fire.
Yeah, their cheese curds are great. Qdoba, I feel like I've been going to that more.
I love Qdoba.
I love that. It's so good.
And
they're
fast too.
Yeah,
they're fast and it's good.
I never go to Chipotle.
Never.
I don't understand. Like, it's pretty much the same thing, but I feel like every time I go in there, it, like, feels different.
If you know what you want, Qdoba is the way to go.
Yes.
If you know how to make your own burrito or whatever you want, mm-hmm. Qdoba is the way to go.
I agree.
Personally, I get burrito.
Yeah.
I tell them exactly I want that puppy. Comes out perfect every
time. Dude, I get a burrito bowl. It's great.
Yeah.
You just scoop that up.
Amanda gets the same thing, huh?
Yeah.
It's way better. What do you prefer?
About what?
Food? What do you prefer? Qdoba...
Yeah, top three restaurants. Okay, I missed out my last one. I'm just going to throw that in there.
Oh, yeah.
Red Robin would definitely be second, and then Qdoba.
Dude, I swear the last time I went to Red Robin was literally with you and your family.
Oh, like, dude,
way back in the day.
We should go. I go way too often, but I haven't been there in like a few weeks.
I haven't been there in like years, dude.
Dude, there was one time where I went there four times in 1 week.
Wow. For lunch?
No, for dinner.
Ooh, okay.
But, okay. Don't look at me like that. Amanda was hardcore judging me.
See,
after
I can't
said
take
that.
Her anywhere because she's a vegetarian. And she only likes four places.
What four places I like?
Top three.
Go ahead.
Top three favorite places? Top three favorite or that I eat the most?
Either one.
Well, it depends where I'm living.
Mine are the same, so.
No, it doesn't depend where you're living. It's top three. And go.
Well, stuff that I crave all the time would be Red. Sushi.
Okay.
Because that's so good. And they have edamame, and that is so good.
What's edamame for the uncultured people? Obviously, I know, but I don't.
I sure don't.
They're like little peas. They're like, right?
I don't.
Why are you asking him? He doesn't know.
I thought you said you knew.
No.
He just said he didn't know.
They're like little.
You don't even know what they are.
They come in like a little pea pod.
Okay.
Like three peas in a pod. That's what it is. And then you bite them out, and they're like warm and salted, and then I like drown them in soy sauce.
Okay, so
you know what it is. You know what
basically,
it is.
You don't like them because you just like soy sauce. Now,
I hope this isn't offensive, but they're probably like all these white people are going to think this is edamame, and it's peas.
Yeah.
It's straight up warm peas.
Do you like wasabi peas?
The ones that you can buy at a grocery store?
Yeah, that are like dry. Like
no,
dry frozen,
those are disgusting.
Like, dipped in wasabi.
No, those are gross.
All right.
No, I don't like those.
Okay, so Red.
And Jimmy John's.
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
That makes sense.
And
two peas in a pod.
Two and I don't know. Lately, I've been eating a lot of Monk's, and that is really good.
I'm not a fan of Monk's.
Well, I just
that's
get
kind
this.
Kind of on the teeter-totter
okay, listen,
for
me. I'm telling you why. So they have this thing that is, it's like... It's like chicken, but it's cauliflower. So it reminds me of like orange chicken or like sesame chicken mm-hmm. from a Chinese place, but it's cauliflower.
Interesting.
So it's amazing because it tastes even better than chicken.
So basically they dip cauliflower in that sauce.
Correct. It's like a breading.
Dude, there's a lot of people that like eat cauliflower and like try to turn it into other foods. Like, there's people that, like, bake
it
cauliflower
works.
And they're like, hey, this tastes like popcorn. It's like, are you sure?
That's like those people making... watermelon and steak or whatever, right?
Yeah, like watermelon steak. Call back to the first episode, but
yeah, ridiculous. I've seen that.
Yeah, I don't. It's weird. How do you feel about monks though? Because I don't. I've gone there for work a couple times, so otherwise I haven't gone.
Yeah, I mean, I went there pretty recently.
Yeah.
With some buddies in Amanda, and it just didn't hit the spot. I mean, it's kind of, I don't know. It's mediocre.
Yeah.
I feel like it's okay. I'm just going to know it's mediocre. I'm going to be honest with you.
Do you know, now we're just talking about food places, but you know, whatever, that works.
Yeah.
It's not even stuff that's weird. We're like, oh, hey, have you had this before? Have you guys been to Hoo Hot or something? It's new.
No, but I've been to Muya.
Okay. Muya is good.
I had that today. I went the first time with you, and I've only been there once since.
Oh, really? Dude, they have one in Sun Prairie now.
She was telling me about that earlier.
Yeah, I went there today.
It was good.
It is.
That was when the naked bike run was going down.
Now that freaks me out.
See, now that's the thing. You're eating a nice, good burger, and you look out the window, and you see a bunch of naked men and women on bicycles on State Street.
I just want to go over this story because I remember it, like, so clearly. We were all there. There were a bunch of us guys. And Jake was, we were all looking at the menu trying to figure out what we wanted. Jake had already ordered, so he's looking out the window. And suddenly he yells out for the entire restaurant to hear, "What is happening?" And everyone in the restaurant turns around and looks, and there's all these naked 60-year-old men riding down the down State Street.
Just free willy out there, yep. Just flopping around.
Literally, yeah.
On the bike.
And then...
just living life. They don't care.
And then after like a minute or two of like this happening, he's still just staring out the window. And he goes, "Why are there no women?"
just men. Oh, man. Yes.
That was weird.
That was pretty weird, honestly.
I had no idea that was going on either. And then, so that was like a year ago, I think, right? Because I think that was last summer.
Was it last summer? Probably before I had left. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I get an email from this guy that I'd met through like doing a film shoot. This guy emails me and he goes, "Hey, I need a third camera person for a live event on Saturday." I was like, "Okay, like that sounds interesting." It was the day of my sister's graduation party though. So I was a little like, "Okay, I got to be done by this time."
Right.
What kind of event is it? Because I'm like, I do live events a lot, like for church events and stuff. I shoot photo and video constantly. So I'm like super good at it. And I was like, yeah, I could do a live event. That'd be awesome. Thinking it's a concert.
Right.
He emails back, "I'm doing a feature length documentary on the naked bike ride." I mean,
I would have been like, yeah, it's a hard pass.
I did. I said, yeah. Unfortunately, I'm not comfortable with doing that, but yeah. Good luck.
Good luck to you. I mean, I get the whole idea of though,
yeah.
Like of trying to do that because, I mean, it has history to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just weird.
It's a weird, you and we talked about it, but you said like it's to promote like not body shaming people.
Right.
Which.
I get that.
That's a good cause. Yeah. Your execution though.
It's like, strange.
That's a strange execution.
Could have been a better way to do it instead of going out in public.
Yeah.
Being proud of your body. While
yeah. But if it's bicycle. Only men, then that is not the reason that they're doing it.
Well, it's like 60-year-old men.
There's women in it, too.
There were women, but like the majority was like,
I mean, what is it for? Men. What would you say
it's for? I have absolutely no idea what that exactly. would be for.
Exactly. I mean, that's what it's for.
Yeah. But like.
Well, it's against the law to do that.
Well, you get permits or something like that.
Yeah.
You get permits to be get naked a permit one to
do
day. Any,
if you get a permit, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
To be naked?
Sure. I mean, it's they probably...
So you got enough people?
Yeah.
Permit that.
I don't know. Like, there was a cop, I think, following him, like, at the end, like, kind of like, I don't
making
know.
Making sure no one poops?
Yeah.
No one squirts out a little turd.
Oh, man.
You gotta clean it up with the pooper scooper.
But, yeah, I was like, because this is what I was picturing. I was picturing I was going to be out there with a camera zooming in on some people naked riding their bikes.
You would also just look weird. Like if I saw you videotaping that, I'd be like, dude,
exactly.
What?
And somebody's going to see me, somebody that I know. They're not going to talk to me, but they're going to see it and they're going to tell everyone else, guys, do you know what I saw Connor doing this weekend? He was filming naked 60-year-old men riding down State Street.
Right. And then you're like, oh, what a weirdo.
Dude, Connor was interviewing some like naked people just standing by their bikes.
Right.
You have those videos in your like high resolution, amazing camera.
Yeah.
And like you have them.
I don't want
to
zoom
in. You have to edit it and watch it over and over again.
I don't think I'd be editing it. I think I would have just given it to him, but there was no way.
Right.
Unless I got plastic surgery beforehand, I was going to video that.
Right. Complete facial reconstruction.
Yeah. Also, I don't think it was paid. So, not worth it. I was like, keep me in mind for other work that doesn't involve naked men. But
right, exactly. Like, hey, I'm down for anything else, literally. But you pick that.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's scary.
Couldn't have been
that
a concert.
That freaks me out.
I've
never been down there when it happened, but I've just seen people post videos of it.
You know what?
So actually, I used to work with this girl that actually was in it. And she said that, I think she said her and her boyfriend used to do it. But there is one
year. Unbonding experience.
There is one year that she said she didn't enjoy it because actually she was doing it, but she kept a bra and her panties on, but still did it. And then there's other girls in there that were telling her oh wow, take them off. Are you afraid of your body? Oh my God. All this type of crap.
Yeah.
She was look, I'm already out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
Just let me do this for myself type deal. I can see how that's a huge issue. You got to be on a lot of drugs to do this thing.
Oh my God.
You don't realize if I were to do this, I'd have to be absolutely hammered because I wouldn't know what's going on. I'd be let's party. Clothes off, riding a bicycle. Just on the streets.
Waving
the people. I wouldn't even be able to ride the bicycle. That's how drunk I'd have to be.
You're on a tricycle. Somebody's dragging
you. Oh, a tricycle would be sweet. With a side cart.
You're in the side cart.
I'm in the side cart. Not doing nothing but drinking naked. While someone else is riding. Yeah, 100%. I'm going to do that next year. Thank you.
Unfortunately, I won't be the one riding the bike for you. Sorry.
I'll find somebody to do it for me. Probably Max. He'd do it.
You will not be doing that.
There you go. That's probably a good idea. Let's be real. Hey, if you did it, though, maybe I would film it. You never know.
What a confidence boost for me, though.
Is it?
I think it is. I'd feel so good about myself. Wow. I'm butt naked in a side cart riding down State Street.
You hate State Street.
Yeah.
So now you want to go on State Street? Butt
naked, hammered. Yes.
In front of thousands of people.
There's not thousands.
There's definitely a thousand.
There's definitely hundreds.
There's 100.
Okay.
It's hundreds, not thousands.
Still, depending on what's going on, there might be that. If they hear you're coming out.
If they hear I'm coming out in that sidecar butt naked, maybe there's millions. Maybe.
Maybe.
YouTube sensation. Maybe. It's worth the risk.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, whatever. We'll see. We'll see. Maybe I'll flake out. Probably will, but we'll see.
Yeah. What were we talking? Okay.
I have no idea.
You were talking about some sort of place. Oh, Muya. That's what it was.
Yeah, Muya. That's it.
That. Oh, real quick. Before we leave that, I know somebody. The same day that we saw that happen. The next day I was talking to them and they're like, oh, you saw that too? We were having my niece's birthday party at a park. She was turning 4.
Oh, yes.
Everyone rode by.
That's tough.
And she said, she's like a year or two older now or whatever, whenever that happened. And she's like, that's the only thing she remembers from that birthday party. She's like, hey, remember when all the naked people rode by?
Right? Because you don't see that type of thing.
Yeah.
You don't ever see that.
It's not normal.
So when you do see it, you remember it.
4-year-old birthday party and you're riding by.
Scarred, burnt in her brain forever. Just because of those naked old men.
Yep. And that's why that bike ride shouldn't happen.
I just...
Do it on a closed course.
Right.
But then it doesn't have the same effect.
It doesn't have the same effect. Yeah, you know?
I don't agree with their cause. I mean, their cause is good. Execution is bad.
I don't know. Anyways. I won't understand it. I mean, honestly, if you really think about it, how uncomfortable would it be to be butt naked sitting on a bicycle seat?
No matter where you are. that would
they're
just be
already
not
physically. They're already pretty like uncomfortable. Yeah. But having that thing like wedged up in your butt,
especially for men, not great.
Oh no, not great. Sweating, hanging. Oh man.
Okay. Anyways, Muya.
Oh my god. All right.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, Muya. Muya is good. But who hot? Who hot? I think
who
it
hot?
Is.
Who? What?
I think it's who hot.
Who hot?
Yeah. It's.
I've never had that. Don't know what it is. Never heard of it.
Okay. I didn't know what it was either. Apparently, it's on the west side. Now they have one in Sun Prairie.
Okay.
But there's. So it's a kind of in the same area as Muya. That traffic circle, that big one that you hit. Going
it's right
down
by my work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's like right over there.
Yeah.
And so you go in, and it's like this huge, like tall ceiling room kind of thing. And what you do is you get this bowl, and you put noodles in it, and like meat and stuff, and then you put sauces.
Okay.
And you set it on like a table. Somebody takes it, and they have this huge circular. There we go. I kept feeling like I had to burp. There's this huge circular, like cooking
pot.
No, it's not a pot. It's like a slab.
Surface.
There we go. That's okay. The word. Cooking surface. There's this huge circular cooking surface.
So this, all this stuff is uncooked.
Yeah, yeah.
You
so
just
you
pour it in a
you
bowl.
You put in like frozen meat and noodle. You don't have to put in meat, Amanda, if you still want to go there. You know.
Thank you.
Put in your fake meat.
Yeah. But you put a bunch of sauce in. And then you hand it off to these people, and there's like five, six chefs around this like circle, and they just pour your stuff onto there and start cooking it.
Wow,
like,
okay.
On the table. And they were all walking around in circles, like chanting stuff. It was like half teenagers and half like fully grown adults. And they're all like, "Who's hut? Our hut," or
oh,
something like
God.
That.
So you're listening to this.
And so you're watching that, and then they're like cooking it and also trying to have a conversation with you as they're like cooking your food, and they're like rotating between. Like dishes. So you like cook it up a little bit, clean off their things, slide over 2 feet, start cooking the other person's. Like,
so they have
no
idea
which
what
one is yours.
They have absolutely
Can't
no idea
yours.
What they're doing.
They just That's do it thing. In order of people. You got to stay like in order in your line.
Oh.
But it's a super weird.
It sounds extremely strange.
It's weird. And then, like, so you only get that one bowl and then you go back and like eat. It's unlimited. But then, like, every time you want, it's like a buffet, except if you want to eat a lot of food, like, they can judge you for it. Because they're the ones cooking your food. Right. So if you go up three times, they're going to be like, oh, this guy's been up here three times already. What's he doing? Like, you can't just grab any food you want, you know?
Man, you know, I feel like I'd lost the name of the freaking place. Oh, all right. So KFC,
oh
right?
Oh, my gosh.
KFC's a nice place. $5 fill up, right?
I never go there on my own.
Wow,
I have
okay.
never been there before.
I'm not judging it, but I just like,
that's okay.
I don't like chicken.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, that makes sense. So, $5 fill-ups. Booyah. Okay. So, what's weird is the one by my work in Madison, mm-hmm. East Side, right? We'll go there. I swear, 5 times out of 10, we'll go there, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really? It wasn't in your top three.
He doesn't like that much.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Saying.
Yep.
5 times out of 10, we'll go there, and it'll say closed.
50% of the time.
What?
It'll say closed.
Oh, okay. So he's
but
not
the
saying
drive-through,
he goes there
the drive-through yeah. will be working.
That's weird.
So this is what we all think.
Yeah.
There's one employee that's working this joint.
That's not okay.
Oh, my gosh.
So there's not enough people working this place that will let people come inside, but there's one person that...
Who
just
does
runs a
every
drive-through.
Single
thing.
Yeah.
And
they'll come
all
take
the
your
food.
Order, cook the food, bring it to you, right?
Dang. Yeah, no, I don't like that.
Yeah, that's not okay.
You know what I saw one time? And it's along the lines of that. I pull up to Arby's like super late at night, like probably 10 minutes before they close or something like that.
Okay.
Maybe not. Maybe it was a little bit like earlier, sure. But still, it's like late. It's dark outside at least, you know?
Yeah.
And I see two people out back smoking cigarettes. And, like, that's where you order your food. So I pull up, and I already committed because I'm at the drive-thru,
right,
but I
what
see them.
Yeah.
And they, like, look at me, and I'm sitting there, and, like, no one's saying anything. And one of the guys is clearly wearing a headset. And so I'm, like, making eye contact with them as they're, like, standing there smoking. They finish their cigarettes, and then they walk inside, and I get, Hi, welcome to Arby's. Can I help you?
No way. Okay. So this is McDonald's right here.
One time they told us they didn't have ice cream.
No, not McDonald's.
That's every time.
That's every single time. No McFlurry. Okay. So what freaks me out? Taco Bell. I love Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. Taco Bell, cheap, good, love it.
Yeah.
Except for the one time. So I go there, right? And I'm looking at the back. I'm watching him make tacos.
Yeah.
This guy pulls out a gun. Like a gun, right?
Yeah.
And he squirts out the meat.
Oh, no.
Just squirts that thing out right into my soft shell taco. And I'm like, they have meat guns.
That's what you thought? You didn't think that is absolutely disgusting?
I didn't know. Okay, look. The thing is, I thought maybe it was just in a big bin. Took a scooper.
Oh, yeah.
Plopped it out. No, this thing was a meat gun. Meat gun, cheese gun. Everything is just in a gun.
That's kind of sick.
Straight caulk gun, like just one after another.
Lettuce gun?
Lettuce gun, straight up. They give them to me. I was, like, oh my God, can I eat this?
No.
Ate it, loved it. Waited. I wait now. Granted, I waited a while after I went back because after, what I saw, I was like, well, I don't know if I can eat this. Forgot about it. Kept going.
Yeah. Oh my
God. Delicious. Delicious. That's the thing. That's the thing about fast food.
Exactly. That's the issue with fast food places is there's a reason it's so fast. They have that down to
a
science.
There's a reason it's fast. It's cheap McDonald's.
Yes.
They grind their chicken nugget soup up into a pink pulp, grind it out into some good old batter. You dip it in some sweet and sour and you slobber that thing down and it's
You want to know the reason why I don't like
chicken? Oh, that's wrong thing. Sorry. I think that's SpaghettiOs or something.
I don't know. I can't confirm that.
SpaghettiOs.
That's definitely SpaghettiOs. The reason I don't like chicken, and I know, East Side McDonald's, okay? I think I was 8. We went there. Honestly, you might have been in the car. I don't remember why we were there.
Okay.
But we order food, and I ordered chicken nuggets in the drive-thru.
Did you get a bone?
I got a bone.
See, I've had that too.
And I went,
that's because it was an animal.
I'm done.
The thing is,
I don't want bones.
The thing is, my meat. The thing is, though, they grind that stuff up into some weird pink pulp, right?
Yeah.
So you're literally eating bones.
But the thing is,
normally they get out the bones.
They grind up the bones.
So that's fine.
As long as you can't tell there's bones.
As long as you can't tell and it tastes good, greasy, it's fine. But when you bite into a chicken nugget, you're chewing around and all of a sudden you hit something hard. You pull it out and you can clearly see it's a bone.
Yeah, I remember that stuff. It's disgusting.
So that happened to me, right?
Yeah.
I questioned it and I was like, man, I still got six nuggets to go. I threw it away, finished them.
You kept going, dude. I stopped
I kept going because they're just so damn good.
I have not been able to do chicken nugget or chicken since. I eat it.
That's what screwed you up.
I'll eat it. That's what screwed me up. Because I'll eat it, it's not, it doesn't necessarily taste bad. I mean, I don't necessarily like the taste.
Love the taste.
I don't love the taste. But I can deal with it. But it freaks me out. It does. It's weird.
That's the thing.
I'm worried
you don't
about
know
that.
What happens behind the counter, right?
And that's what you got to worry about. Especially, that's why I like Culver's. Because I know when, Jake worked at Culver's for a long time, and he ate Culver's all the time.
All the time.
If someone works there and then eats all that food and, doesn't have complaints,
it's got to be good, right?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, exactly.
Same thing. Chick-fil-A, I feel like that's nice. I've never had bad chicken
there. I've never had bad chicken, bad nothing at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, they got good chicken.
It's literally been the best service, the best food I've ever had every single time.
Dude, I like Chick-fil-A. Their waffle fries are good. I get their sweet tea. Amazing. That's good.
Amazing.
Their chicken, is good. I just put some mayo and ketchup
on
it.
Throw what
you
need on that?
Boom.
Oh, man. Delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, the bones in meat and food screw me up. I can't do that. How do you like your food cooked? Like if you get a burger.
Okay, so I'm weird when it comes to this part. So if I'm getting a burger cooked, I want that puppy well done. I'm talking straight hockey puck.
Yep.
A lot of people diss me for that, but hey, when I'm grilling burgers, mine stays on the longest.
Dude, I don't want mine to be pink. Uncooked.
So a lot of people like that.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't want to see nothing. I don't want that cow to still be mooing when I'm eating that thing.
Exactly. Dude, you know I had saying? I had one burger. We went out for some company thing, and I had a burger, and I bit into that thing, and I knew. I'm like, this thing is so rare.
You know.
I can't even look at it.
Yeah.
But I this is going to be gross, and I'm not sure if that's what it is, but I feel like you can taste blood. Like,
oh, 100%. Like, they literally cook the outside of the patty. That's it.
And people like that.
People do love that.
I don't know how you like that.
See,
doesn't
that
just
people,
make you a little bit uncomfortable?
No, so the thing is people...
That it was once people, alive, and now it's
that
dead.
That doesn't matter. So people...
You're eating an animal.
So people, like, love steak. Everyone loves steak. Mm-hmm. And people like that stuff rare, medium rare, right?
I don't understand how people like that.
But when I want to eat a steak, I want that thing well done.
For sure. I don't even really like steak. You know what I eat? Hamburgers. That's, like, the
if
meat
I'm
I eat.
A steak, it's got to be cooked all the way through. I want it to be chewy. I want to feel that texture, that stringy, like, beef jerky texture when I'm eating that steak.
You're disgusting.
Delicious. Man, I wish I had a steak right now. Absolutely delicious.
Yeah, here's the deal, Amanda. I think if I don't think about it, I'm, like, mostly
tough.
Okay.
That tough, leathery feeling. Just bite into it and pull. You can hear it snapping and crackling while you're pulling that piece away.
See, I hate that.
I love
you're
that.
You're making me not want to eat food anymore.
No, see? That's the good part of it. Bacon. Crispy?
Crispy.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Dude, who wants squishy bacon? Like,
some people like that.
Yeah.
That thing's got to be so rock hard, I'm breaking my teeth.
Also, let me just say my veggie burger is literally just veggies all put together, and it's, like, compacted into, like, a burger. Is that making me stop?
But does it taste like a burger?
No, gross. Why would it taste like a burger?
So it's not a burger.
I mean,
you just eat it like a burger.
Yeah. I don't know.
But it's just veggies.
My sister, like, is a sympathetic vegan for her vegan friend, so she eats a lot of vegan stuff, but she's not
That's
vegan.
That's awesome. My friends aren't like that.
But,
my friends are like, I'm going to shove this meat in your throat while you're sleeping.
That's mean.
That
I wouldn't
is
do
so
something
mean.
Like that. But, no, so I don't know. I don't know. I just, like, never knew what it tastes like. Anyways.
It's literally just veggies.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know why people think it's so scary.
Get the beans, the protein from the beans.
Or just cauliflower. Anyways. Like a cauliflower burger. It's good. Yeah. You should try it.
Yeah.
No.
Anyways, we went off on crazy tangents.
Crazy, crazy stuff. I think
that
last bit there was prime.
I think I'm going to split up into two different episodes.
I think so.
Dude, if you title that.
We'll figure out what we're titling it. But, yeah, anyways, I don't know. Thanks for coming on the show, Bo and Amanda.
Oh, of course.
It was nice to get back in here and do another one.
Oh, yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to hopefully doing more and more regularly rather than a couple months apart.
Yes, please.
We'll see you in the next one.
Thank you.
Thank you.